Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny,
the Baron of Butt Plugs,
the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny.
As he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right.
That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call
the Adult Toy Price is Right!
Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize!
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
We'll see what items we have today. Maybe we can impress Nikki again. That vagina's a world traveler. Does Mike have anything? Because I don't have anything. Mm-hmm. Because there's nothing. No. It's not really for guys. Like, I don't want the sleeve thing.
No, he doesn't want anything like
you know,
that.
You know, I had an incident.
You may have been traumatized.
I was traumatized. Listen, it was as bad as if you took a rubber band, pulled it back as far as you could, and smacked me in the junk with it. It was. I'm done.
Yeah.
But. The whole C-ring thing, I always thought that would make you finish faster. The vibrating C-ring thing apparently makes you go longer. Yeah. But I also don't want it to look like I'm wearing a collar on my wings.
I feel like
my junk's ugly enough that I don't think that it's going to look good walking towards her with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, girls look hot masturbating with a vibrator. Guys with a bunch of...
things sticking around. I'm like...
Like your dick went all Hot Topic.
Yeah. Accessorizing your stuff's different from ours.
I don't want my penis to look like it hates its dad. You know?
Got the pot of penis.
All right, then. Listen, we'll get the guys first. Bobby, how are you, Bobby? What's your story?
47, married. I just want to wait back. Yeah, I can't even talk today. 47, married, and wife has lots of sex toys, usually like butt plugs, nipple clamps. She's pretty universally equipped.
Yeah, does she use them with you or just by herself?
Oh, with me. She's like sort of submissive, so it's more along the lines of, you know, like, you know, she may have daddy issues because she's a lot younger than me, so whatever.
Congrats. You're 47. How old is she?
32.
Look at you, man. How long have you known her?
Been married 2 years, known her about 5.
God dang, man. Did she ride her bicycle to your house, Kevin?
No, but we did just buy her a new car. It's all shiny and clean, too.
Yep, you're just like you, honey, still got the new car smell.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, Bobby, you were going to play. This will be great for you. All right, you stay right there because I got to get Scott on. Scott, hey, man, how are you?
Hey, Johnny, I've been married for about 9 years, 32 years old. Wife has a couple vibrators. I got a couple sleeves.
Sounds like you got a couple kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can hear in the background. I'm like, oh, my. Kids on their way to school? What are they doing?
One's at school. One's at home.
Now, how old's the kid I just heard in the background?
He's only 2.
Yeah. Do you feel at all guilty that you're calling to put your ding-dong in something while the kid's yelling?
Not at all.
He's already destroyed enough of your life, hasn't he?
Exactly.
All right, you stay right there. Bobby, Scott, hold on, because I got to talk to Joel.
Good morning, Johnny.
How are you?
Good. I'm 30, single recently. Got a couple sleeves, vibrating sleeves, and an arsenal of lube.
Yeah. So you said single recently. What happened?
Well... I found another one, and we're talking.
Oh, so you cheated on her, and then you walked away.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Nothing good comes from being a bad guy.
True. We'll see how it goes.
Super remorseful. Yeah.
You can tell he's truly learned his lesson. Listen, by the way, if you got a brand new girl, and I assume you're having sex with her.
Yeah.
And you're already calling for a little sleeve. I feel like this should be your time when you're just, everything's going crazy. Like you're getting more sex than you could possibly imagine.
It's going crazy right now. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. The ex is still calling me, come back to me, baby, and all that. And
that's, by the way, no. It's not nice to mock someone like that, like their heart. She's like, I miss you real bad. How long did you go out with the other girl?
Let's see, about 8 months.
All right, so it wasn't super long term.
No.
All right. All right, be careful. Be careful, because remember, I'm going to give you a little piece of advice. So any chick that'll bang you while you got another girlfriend will bang your buddies, because she's not choosy.
Good to know.
Just remember I told you. I had to fill two different friends in on that, and both of them came to learn the same thing. Hey, man, remember when you were married and you were banging that chick on the side,
yeah,
and then you fell for her, and, oh, you're really surprised. She'll bang other dudes now that you're together.
Mm-hmm. Huh. It's hunting season.
It's always hunting season in those worlds. So
good advice, my friend.
All right. Listen, Joel, Scott, Bobby, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over, will receive the item up for bid. In case of a three-way overbid, the closest one takes it home.
For the fellas, our item up for bid is the mistress, BFF's vibrating double butt. Part of the Double Trouble series from Curve Toys.
When you need some booty and you need to get it quick, wanna double up on something and wish to stick that in the butthole? Well, I got something that's gonna drive you nuts. Yeah, you can be the new suitor, two pooters, two cooters, yeah, two big rubber butts. Hey,
double the butts.
Hi, two big booties.
Butthole.
When you need butthole to get some, you got four holes to choose from. Hey,
double the butts.
Hey, one hole looks prolapsed. You know it ain't wrong doing those double butts all night long.
That's right, fellas. Four butt cheeks.
Two buttholes.
Two coochies.
These BFFs like it hard and won't tell you to stop, ever.
You're gonna see the power of God. Flame of fire's gonna come out that butthole.
Double the butts.
Two rubber booties.
Lightning butts.
They're big ticket items, and you can be inside them all night long.
It's the mistress vibrating double butt. It's from Curve Toys. It's a big ticket item, fellas, and it can be yours if the price is right.
Lightning bug. Oh, my favorite, man.
Lightning bug.
Let's take a look at this crazy thing. This thing's got to weigh 18 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm going to save you a loan in shipping. You can't have that much ass in it. Not weigh that.
So it took me a second to kind of wrap my head around what I was looking at.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a girl on her back and a girl was laying on top of her,
okay,
and you were changing up, that would be, you know, what we're looking at here.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. The one butthole looks a little angry.
Looks like it is very, don't come at me like that again.
Yeah. And so.
Nope.
I like the fact that you got to have a great imagination. You're like, yeah, that's right. Okay, now the other one gets, there's no legs, no arms.
Uh-uh.
It literally stops right after the tramp stamp. Like, it's just, this is so Dahmer-esque that you had to chop up two women, just the hips, from their belly button to just where the legs connect.
That's all they need.
That's well. What's that? Oh, I can't hear you. Why? Because you don't have a head. That sound was me slapping its ass.
Sturdy.
Feel how sturdy that is.
That's a lot of ass. Yes.
Oh, it's got a built-in.
Oh, even better. It just fantastic. Keeps going.
Yeah.
That thing's so heavy.
It really is. Yeah, this thing's. This goes in where? I mean.
You got a lot.
You can put in any one of the holes on the other side.
There's four different slots on that side. So you can choose if you want their vagina, their butthole, top or bottom.
Yep.
Becky, Susie, butthole or vagina. All right.
Wow.
All right, guys. Listen, here's the thing. You're going to do it. And you're going to feel creepy the second you finish. But I promise you, you're going to do it. Bobby, what would you bid for such an item? This looks like, I would have to say, it looks like it's going to be a fairly pricey item.
Yeah, he said big ticket.
I'd have to go like $118 for that.
Bobby, $118. Scott.
Let's go $69.
And finally, Joel with the new girlfriend.
It will say 89.
And the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price.
$168.99.
Boys,
ooh.
I told you it was big ticket. But Bobby, oh yes. Now you
that sounds like Scott needs it more than I do.
Do you want to gift
I'm
it to Scott?
How much that was.
Did you,
Scott wants it. He's more than welcome to it. I have no idea how to hide that in my house.
All right, then yeah, you—it's been.
Kids. There's no way that can get hidden.
It's been gifted to you, Scott. Now it's yours.
Man, there's no way I can even hide that thing.
Why do you gotta hide it, Scott? Are you married?
Yeah, I'm married with two kids.
Oh, that's right. Oh yeah, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you may have to go freak Joe out.
Jesus Christ, man. Only. Yeah, no. There's nothing you could do to save your children if they saw that.
No, they're a little for that talk.
Yeah, you can hide a Barbie doll in it and just really freak them out. But
there's half a G.I. Joe hanging out the back.
Say hi to your sister. All right. So, Joel?
Yes.
I think it's going to be.
I don't see how they're arguing. If they don't want it, shoot.
Joel loves a little strange all the time, don't you, Joel?
All the time.
Yep. All right, then.
Perfect.
You stay right there, Joel. You can, you know what? He'll at least have this when she dumps him. Or when he catches her, you know.
He'll have his D in that by end of business today.
Sure, man. Absolutely. All right, listen, I'm going to take care of you, Scott and Bob. I'm going to hook you guys up with tickets, all right?
All right, cool.
All right, stay right there. Hold on. Make sure they get some of the morning show shirts and the F. Johnny Dare stickers, too. Well, that's a really disturbing thing.
I know.
I mean, listen, you know me. I've got a good attitude towards masturbating, mm-hmm. but what I don't. Like, it's just such a difference between men and women. Like, for sure, there's no chance Sassy wants to see that happening.
Oh, God, you walk around the corner and find that.
And I'm just, you know, I walk around the corner and she's doing that. I'm like, oh, my God, please let me help. I'm here. What can I do for you? Yeah, and a girl knows it. She's like, get over here. You're like, oh.
Where you been?
Yeah. She catches me with that, and I just scream at her, get out, don't look at me!
Look away!
Exactly. This never happened! I swear to God, you never told her anybody!
She leaves everything in the house and never returns.
That's right. That's right.
Just go.
There's just that one Instagram, it's over, because I caught him having an 18-pound hunk of silicone. All right. Ladies, let's see what's up with the ladies. You've been murdering it lately, man.
Thank you.
You've been really getting some good stuff from our friends at Moonlight Adult Boutique. All right, then. I'm Lisa. Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm Lisa. I'm 41, married 4 years, have one kid, three toys, two standard dildos, one glass dildo.
You're very structured, aren't you, Lisa?
No, not really.
No? Because I just like the way you rattled it off. Like, you're very upfront about stuff.
I ain't shy.
Are you really?
There's no reason to be shy about that.
No, you're 40 now. You got nothing to be embarrassed about. Would you say, what point or what age did the sex get really good for you because you could just stop doing all the girl wearing stuff?
Probably about my mid-30s, honestly. I was a little late on that.
Yeah,
but
I think 30.
Once I hit that, it was watch out.
Yeah, and then it gets fun, and you're mad because you didn't do it all the time like that.
Yes.
Right. Gotcha. All right, Lisa, you're going to play today. You stay right there, you dirty bird. I got to talk to Brandy. Brandy, how are you?
Hey.
What's up?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. What's your story?
41. Been married 17 years. I have, a strap-on. A couple dildos, vibrator, nipple clamps.
Now, is the strap-on for a girl or your husband?
My husband.
Oh, my. You guys are close. The first time you decided to peg him, was it your idea or his?
Oh, no, I didn't use that on him, no.
Well, then what's the strap-on for?
He likes to use it on me.
Oh, hold on.
For double?
Okay. Yeah. Sometimes. I guess. I'm sorry. I guess sometimes. I was missing it. So he's got an extra. Yes. He's got an extra penis strap on, so he can double penetrate you.
Sometimes, yes.
Okay. Are you sure? Or you just realized what you told us, and then you pulled back because you don't want the world to know you F your husband?
No, I do not do that.
Okay. It's okay if you do.
No.
I feel like T's been done that way, but he doesn't want to tell us.
I hope T's been done that way.
I would expect. I would expect you had been done that way. Gently, softly.
You were there.
Love it.
No.
That's not a strap-on, fella. All right, listen, Brandy, you stay right there because Lisa's going to stand with you, and I got to get to Sandy. Sandy, hello.
Hello.
What is your story?
I am Sandy. I've been married 27 years, two kids. Just kind of got everything from anal beads to ropes to restraints to nipple clamps to working on my second Hitachi.
Just second Hitachi? You're like, hey, listen, you know what happened with Nick over here.
Yeah. Be careful.
I believe in her words. She put some elbow into it.
Don't make rookie mistakes.
That's right.
God, it was a rookie mistake.
That's an over the panties until you get ready for that.
That's right. Something
worse than falling on the dance floor. Yes. In and out.
All right.
Burn one out, but you got to get another one.
Now listen, Sandy, you've been married 27 years. Are both the kids out of the house?
Yes.
So it's just gone filthy at your house.
Oh, yeah. It can get fun.
Yeah, it's that. Your kids would just freak out if they knew what their parents were doing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That makes me happy.
They would be scarred even in their adult life.
They'd just be like, oh, my God.
Why?
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Yeah, of course
That's
it is.
Meemaw. Don't do that, Meemaw.
Meemaw?
Playing hee-haw with Meemaw. All right, Lisa, Brandy, Sandy, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid. So, ladies, please listen.
For the ladies, our item up for bid is the Squealer Rechargeable Vibrating Dong from Hot Products.
Here comes the vein again. 8 inches long and hard as can be. It's got a suction cup base and a generous nut sack.
Seriously, this thing has a giant green vein running through it.
It's a big ticket item, saying that I won't quit, cause it's a big ticket item. You don't listen to shit.
Seriously, you don't.
I say big ticket item, you hear.
But let's talk about the vein this thing has.
I know it's realistic, but why?
I wanna know why this thing has a big green vein.
Oh, I've got more.
Take it all over the world.
Everybody,
grab glass. You know they love veins. Love veins.
Oh, it's so veiny. I don't even know what the fuck we're talking about anymore.
Blame it on the vein. Yeah, yeah.
It's the Skintastic Squealer 8-inch vibrating dome.
You may have heard me mention that it's a big ticket item. Well, it is.
And it could be yours if the price is right.
I gotta be honest, ladies. I love that so much. I want to listen to it again.
Me too.
All right, listen up.
$116.99.
Oh, God damn it. Well, I just screwed the pooch on that, now, didn't I? See, I thought you had another one. Let's go back up there again.
God damn.
You didn't.
It was sitting right there.
I don't see it.
Well, now it's not because.
But
that
would have hit it.
One.
No, had I hit it, it would be gone.
Well,
had I hit it, it would be gone, right? Well, that would have been what played.
No, because if you would hit that the gray one again, it would play.
I got you.
Right there.
I got you.
Not your part.
Took all the fun right out of that, didn't you?
I did not take fun.
All right. So here's how we're gonna do this, Lisa, Brandy, Sandy. I'm thinking of a number of inches. Lisa, between 1 and 15. How many?
10.
Brandy?
12.
Sandy?
I'll go with 9.
Oh, you know what? Closest one takes it. And the number was?
8. Meemaw!
Meemaw gets the vein. Very good.
God.
All right, Meemaw, you get the vein. Oh, so sorry that went weird at the end, but that's just the way it goes sometimes.
Oh.
Listen how happy Sandy is.
I know.
Big vein.
Oh, it's little things in life, right?
My God, that's amazing.
That ain't nothing little. This is not the little thing.
This is like, because
you screwed it up, I want you to taste it.
I did not screw it up.
The residue on it?
I feel like you did.
There's nothing funnier than dildo dust.
Tell, when you put them on hold, tell Lisa and Brandy, next time we play, I'll get them back on.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sit on it. What? I want you to force this into your own anus.
No.
Put your mouth on it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
The only way you're going to be able to fix this.
Well, I didn't break it.
Yes, you did.
Oh, you goddamn. Something in the mouth is open.
How did it taste? Was it good?
No, it tastes like baby powder.
No, that's dildo dust.
Whatever. Stop it. Okay.
How do you not see him move?
Come on.
Put that near your mouth.
Come here. Is this
no?
What
no.
does this look like?
We're not doing it.
I just like holding it in front of his face, and he has to look down the barrel of it. You're like, oh, you like that?
Stop it.
Oh, I don't want a bicycle.
Stop it.
Where's your puppy?
Shut up.
When do I get my candy bar?
Leave me alone. Stop it. You're a jackass.
Put the balls on you. Oh, no. look at him. Grip it.
You grabbed that like it was a light thing. My Christ.
Like you'd seen one before, Captain. I ain't saying you sucked it, but I think you've seen one up close.
You swatted it or pulled it in.
We've all seen one. We've all grabbed them.
Nope. Mm-mm. Nope.
Oh, if you mean your own.
My own, of course.
Well, yeah, see, then you grabbed that,
that's
one.
Not a them. That's a me.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah. Quit holding that, by the way. It's only getting weirder.
I know. I thought it was interesting he held it towards himself and not like the
not
other
away.
Grip. There's a different grip there.
Yeah.
I just grabbed it every hand. It happened to be that direction there. Then I moved it around.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm holding it.
Closest to your mouth.
The regular way.
Does that make you feel bad? Because look at that. What if you had that?
How do you know I don't?
Because I've seen you naked about 1,000 times, Dean. Dean, you would literally have to be one of those super tiny little sponges you get in the water that grow to like the size of a squirrel. Like, I'm just telling you, Dean, I've seen you naked a bunch.
I'm average size. This is above average.
That is above average.
Yes. But it's veiny.
Girls, I wish you could see him. He can't stop rolling it in his hands and looking at the veins.
If I put it down, he's going to slap me in the face.
No, but I'm just saying, but you're looking at the veins.
Only in veins.
You like the veins. He's... It's even got the bumps.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah,
the... it feels so normal. It's like one of the, what's the spinners you used to have?
The fidget spinner?
Yeah.
That's you in your hand.
Hey, why are you cupping the balls?
I'm just holding it in my hand.
You are literally... cupping the balls right now. I will take a picture so you can see. You can't see yourself.
I'm not satisfied until every vein is forced up against my skin. Look how vascular I am. If there's one thing women love, it's a vascular man. I've got veins that carry blood all over my body.
Greg, sorry the ending wasn't the perfect crescendo.
Yes, it happens.
It happens.
It's amazing.
T happens.
I did not.
It happens.
It didn't happen. No,
what are you still doing holding it?
I put it right there. It's out of Johnny's reach.
Why do you keep looking at it?
To make sure that you're not diving after it.
I see.
You're diving after it.
Shut up.
It's a good one, T. I think you really showed her with that shut up.
You got me. Go get your woody.
Now you get mouthy because your husband's down the hall.
What the hell is he going to do? Sword fight with you? No.
No.
No, that wouldn't be nice, would it?
No.
Punch up. You punch up. Never. Don't let Kennedy punch down.
Mm-mm.
You already saw what that boy's swinging. It periscoped out of his brain.
Yeah.
You want to go against that?
Yeah. No. I'm not like that.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9 The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.